When I was a boy, I was strongly influenced by my Uncle Tom Gordy, who served in the Navy, stationed in the Pacific on a ship. And he would often send me letters and souvenir gifts from China, Japan, the Philippines, to other places that he visited. One of the presents he sent me was a small model of a Chinese junk or ship. Of course, that was one of my most cherished possessions. One of my fondest memories was a Christmas morning when I was a little boy. I had long wanted a pony and was discouraged from expecting it, but I woke up one Christmas. I was ill. I couldn't get out of the house because I had measles. And my mother and father said that maybe Santa Claus left me something outside in the yard. So I raised a window in this bedroom, looked out, and there was a pony. I have never been more excited in my life. And of course, then for years, I rode my pony, whom I call Lady. She had colts that I cherished, and it really was one of the transforming moments of my boyhood. As a boy, I was an avid reader, as was my mother. Whenever I was asked what I wanted for Christmas for Santa Claus to bring me, I always said books. Reading was really my major contact with the outside world. You know, what happened in Africa with Tarzan, what happened with Tom Swift and his adventures in scientific developments of those days. It was reading and the books that opened my eyes to the world that I didn't yet know as a boy. That reading habit stuck with me throughout my life, and that's one of the reasons that I still like to read and write books of my own.